welcome to Powerful Project. Today, we're going to talk about glutes and growing your glutes. And it's a really interesting topic because I don't know about you, but I'm sitting on my glutes right now and they're bloody sore. The first week back from training, I'm like, ouch. And then we did this competition at work yesterday and I had to walk up the stairs in the office. And usually, I don't ever have to walk upstairs. I don't know. I always am on the ground. You guys live with an elevator, right?
Yeah, we go upstairs if we have to.
Yeah.
Actually, no, we mostly go up the elevator.
But for some reason in Australia, like there isn't a lot of stairs that you usually have to take. So when I was in the office yesterday, I nearly fell over. I was so sore. I got up and I nearly fully landed myself. And I was like, I'm so sore. I think it's the first week back as well. But yeah, I had
to
go up and down the stairs. Yeah, up and down the stairs. And every time I moved, I looked at my coworkers and they're just laughing and I'm just laughing. And I'm like, ow.
Well, at least you got that mutual understanding, like when you know that amount of pain. I personally love that little bit of glute sore. It's just like, it almost like you can feel your butt, like you're like, it's perky, it is on point today. Whereas if it's like
work.
Your quads or your like chest, like it's so sore. So I kind of guiltily like it a little bit.
Little side tangent and fun fact as well. When I first started my fitness journey, I actually started my fitness journey or went to the gym because I wanted to grow my glutes.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've realised...
You've achieved that goal.
Oh, it was so funny. Sorry, side tangent again. On holiday, one of my friends was like, I've known her for like 6 years. She's probably one of the first friends I had in Perth. And she's like, I can't believe how much your glutes have grown. And I'm like, thank you. And usually whenever someone gives me a compliment, I'm like, oh no, like, and I'm like, actually, I worked hard for this. Mm. This is probably one of the things when someone gives me a compliment of like, my glutes have grown. I'm like, yeah, actually, I worked hard for this.
Put the work into this. Like, I've earned this.
I was like, I had a very like straight figure. And the whole reason I went to the gym was because I wanted to grow my glutes because I realised I can't look more feminine naturally because my boobs won't grow.
I think we've got no hope there.
There's no hope. So I want to grow my glutes. And 6 years into this journey, we finally grew some glutes. So when you're listening to this right now, stick with it.
Yeah, you can grow your glutes. It is so possible. It is an achievable thing. And there's nothing bloody wrong with wanting a nice butt. Like, I think people start to be like, oh, you can accept your body. Yes, important. Super, super important. But that doesn't mean you can't believe you can't have a nice curvy butt that you've put the work and effort into and you can bounce a quarter off it. Why the hell not?
And, you know, another fun fact. I'm full of fun facts today.
Side tangent 8.
Side tangent 1000. So I was obviously backpacking on my holiday, right? And I already knew that compared to my first backpacking holiday 7 years ago where I didn't actually go to the gym, I'm like, this backpack is going to be easy. It's basically an empty barbell on my back. Fine. Like, I can travel with it. It's going to be so much fun. And then I put my backpack on my back and it's really funny. Like, it's a really good backpack and it's meant to be like this hip support so your back doesn't take all the load. And when I stand and I put my glutes out, my backpack can rest on my butt. And it was my favourite thing. Like, it was so funny.
Like, guys, look at my party trick.
This is my party trick. It's like, you know, the Kim Kardashian photo with the, like, we're not there yet, but it was so funny. So whenever I was lining up in the airport, I just popped my butt out and I rested my backpack on my butt and it was so comfortable. I have not had a sore back the whole trip and my backpack did weigh 20 kilo because I can't pack to save my life. But yeah, that was my little side tangent.
It's
so
solid benefits to having glutes, guys. Again, it's not just about how it looks, it's how it functions.
Function.
And yes, it does help your back. Having strong glutes helps lower back pain, helps make sure your posture is better, helps make sure your hips move better and more supported.
Knees as well.
Knees are better. There are so many benefits to having glutes that work. And of course, you can have little side tangent benefits like that, like popping it up. It also creates problems too. Like, once you have glutes, jeans just will not fit anymore. So we need to find this solution where we can find shorts and jeans that fit the butt, fit the quads, and fit the waist.
Should I go on another side? I literally, before I went on holiday, I was like, I need some new pants because I can't fit any of my pants anymore. And I went to the shops. I tried on 2. I gave up. I didn't do anything. And at home now, when I get back from this, I have 10 pairs of jeans that I've ordered.
10?
10, because I don't know what size I am. I don't know what fits me. I don't know anything. And I hate the shops. So I decided if I ordered them.
Just going to do the line up.
I'm going to do the line up. Feel comfortable. Put some music on. Don't get disheartened by all those jeans try-ons. And then whoever I don't like, I sent back.
It's like The Bachelor, yeah. But for jeans.
Yes.
It's like, which one's going to come out on the
which
top?
Which one's going to get a rose? Which one's going to be putting a hole in my wallet? But yeah, jeans is a hard one. Site Pluck on Fit Jeans is probably one of my favorites. They are quite pricey. They get shipped from Sweden and they get here within like 3 days rather than anything
I've
from the East
Coast.
I've seen
them advertised, yeah.
I do have 3 pairs of them. They do still fit me and they are quite nice, but they only have a handful of washings and a handful of styles.
Mm.
So I already have all the ones I like.
Yeah, and I'm the same. Like, I buy Freddie jeans, but they're more stretchy. Like, they are kind of an elastic style.
Yeah.
So they look great. They're really flattering. They fit, but they're almost jegging situation, like very stretchy. So, yeah, it'd be nice to find some actual denim jeans or denim shorts that fit, but then they're also nice at the waist as well, so they don't have that gap and that big gaping hole at the back.
Yeah. I probably find shorts even more challenging. Shorts is just like, I love the look of like a Levi's shorts, but they are either way too snug on the waist and then the butt is just like, or the butt's just and like not flattering at all, and then the waist is like, it just doesn't. Shorts and me and jeans and me is it's a struggle.
That's why you'll often find me wearing either in winter a skirt that's longer because it just goes around everything and it looks nice and it's flattering, or like stretchy pants,
leggings
or jeggings or whatever they are, and then I'm comfy, but it's just nice having jeans and shorts. So we're on the journey, guys.
Journey. We will find
and it is
some.
The disadvantage of having really big, strong glutes.
Yeah, but we should go into the advantages as well.
We'll start our own brand. Stay tuned. Maybe we'll make some pants for when you grow your glutes. After everyone listens to this episode, then you'll know how to. We'll have a massive audience that will buy
jeans.
The jeans and pants
you
need.
Hey.
And it's super interesting because, like, when you knew when you started, you said you wanted good glutes. Yeah. I did too. Like, I wanted to change my body. I remember when I started, it was mainly about getting skinny though. So, you know, somehow I wanted to be skinny but with a great ass, and I don't think that was going to go hand in hand. But that's okay. We learn. And what happened when I started though, and I started going to the gym, is I just did all these exercises that people said were good for your glutes. Like oh, do squats because they're great for your glutes. Yes, they work your glutes. We'll talk about that. But I wasn't doing anything that was going to really develop them. So I was doing lots of squats and lunges, which are more quad dominant. So I use mainly your quads with the glutes helping out in the stretch position. So unknowingly, I was just doing lots and lots and lots of quad exercises, which wasn't getting me the results that I wanted. So I really think that some people do this as well. Like,
yeah.
You just get told that these exercises are good for glutes, but without any actual backing. And if someone, oh, I'm going to go on a bit of a trigger thing. I've seen those like beauty
side
places.
Tangents. Another side tangent.
The beauty places that have these like little activation electrical things. And they're just like, oh, it's like doing 10,000 squats for your butt. I'm like, well, A, it's not just squats that are going to get you that butt. B, you can't just squeeze a muscle this many times and it's going to be magically the same as if you're training the exercise in the gym. Oh, so frustrating. But that also makes girls probably read that sign and be like, oh, I just have to do 10,000 squats and then I'll have the butt that I want. I was like, no, there's way more to it than that.
Yeah.
So growing your glutes can be challenging, but with the right exercises, right training and right program, it's super, super achievable. Like we said, I believe anyone can grow a butt.
Yeah.
All different shapes and sizes and forms are beautiful, but you can get that nice glute engagement and that shape that we want.
Yeah. And I feel like if I would show you, maybe we should blend this in here, my before and after photos. Like,
oh, you have them.
If I can do it, you can do it. Like, I had literally, there was like no butt. I wish I had like my measurements.
Mm.
I need to find them. I actually could find them from my first coach. I think I can find them.
Mm.
From like how many centimeters I've actually gained on my hip would be quite an interesting one. But I'm a normal person. Yes, I'm a PT now, but I didn't used to be. And I just started going to a gym and it's taken me 5 years. Oh, six, five. And it's taken a long time, but it is possible. You just have to stick with it. And I think it's so cool when we see it with clients as well.
Mm,
like,
it's like,
I taught you, you can. You totally can grow your glutes. Like, you can change. And it is a bit challenging because we are looking at those social media models.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you don't know what they've done. Like, yes, I would say a lot of them have probably worked on their glutes, but you don't know if some of them didn't go and get like
surgery or enhancements.
Surgery or
genetically. Some people do genetically just have a big butt. You
exactly.
Know?
Yeah. But yeah, exactly. Like, it could be genetics as well. But it is really good to know that if you stick with it long enough and you follow the tips that we're going to give you, you can grow your glutes too.
Yes. One of my greatest compliments was one of my clients was really proud of her glutes and she was just like, I should get a tattoo that says sculpted by Kirsty. It was like an advertisement.
Yes.
So when she's at the beach or whatever, it's like, this was sculpted by Kirsty. And I was really proud of that.
It's so funny. I have a client as well, and I hope she doesn't mind me saying it. She came to me and she was like on a date or like she slept with a guy and she was like, he told me I had really good glutes. And I was like, you're welcome.
It's all me. I helped. Like you the wing woman from afar.
You did the work, but I told you what to do. Yeah, it's quite good. It's so funny.
And they do get sexualized a little bit, but it's just fun to have great glutes, good proportions. It's a great thing to work on. And there's nothing wrong with loving your butt.
It's much more comfy to sit on as well.
Oh, so much more comfy to sit on. You feel like that nice little bit of squish underneath. It's great. Now, what are our tips? We've gone on a few side tangents, which is totally fun.
let's get to the
meat of the episode, or the actual glute growing episode. So number one, like I was going on before, we need to have compound exercises in your program. So focusing on compound exercises, which means they use more than one joint, is really important because glutes are a big muscle and they are actually helping in a lot of movements that we do. So especially for the lower body, well, obviously that's how you grow glutes. Can't really grow them doing upper body exercises. So we need to focus on exercises in your program that target multiple muscle groups at once. So for glutes, this does include squats and lunges because it's in a stretch position, but also definitely you need to be doing hip thrust deadlifts because they are both posterior chain movements, which mean they work more of the back muscles of your body. And that's where you're going to see some serious development in these muscles, deadlifts and hip thrusts. Because they work your glutes, quads and hamstrings all together, it's going to make a really efficient way to build muscle mass. And also we're talking about glutes here, but like you don't want a butt with no legs and no upper body. Like we're not talking about just growing your glutes. You want to have a nice proportioned body.
Everything in proportion.
And don't go and do what I did. So I did tell you at the start I did too many quad-based exercises. But then I went and did just heaps of deadlifts and hip thrusts and just like let my squats and lunges slide. And then you end up with weak quads and you get all these other problems. So
I feel like you're just looking at me here because I think I've told you before how I was exactly the opposite. So I was really, really scared of growing my quads because I thought I'm going to look bulky and all of that. And I did only like kickbacks and RDLs and I have no quads now and I'm really jealous that I don't because my hamstrings are quite well developed and because I squat low bar, my squat is already more of a hinge. I just have no quad and I'm so sad about it. I don't think it will help the gene spine process having bigger quads as well, but I would love some juicy quads and I'm really jealous that I wasted so much time not building them, but that I never prioritized them until recently. And now Callan makes me do Bulgarian split squats followed by leg extension and I'm dying.
Oh, that's rough.
It's rough, but we want some quads because they help you as well.
They help. All muscles are important and as equally valuable as each other. So that's important to know. The reason we're talking about glutes so much is because every girl wants glutes. Well, every girl I've talked to in the gym who comes in wants glutes. So it's important to make sure you know how to build them, but also don't forget the other muscles are super important too. Anyway, the point of that is do not just go into the gym and do all these random little accessory exercises, like little lifts and little kickbacks. Like they're not going to get very far. Get those compound exercises in first, the big movement patterns, and they're going to help you also feel strong, awesome, build lots of muscle. And these exercises you can lift more load with as well, so the muscle will get stronger. It will build more shape than you can with lots of little exercises and bands. But they are not to be left out, which we'll come to in a minute. So please don't get this as one of those situations where you're like, oh, she says only do compound exercises. Not the case. Just make sure that they're at the start of your program and they are the priority.
Hey, powerful girl, quick break. We're really, really grateful that you're here. If you have enjoyed the episode so far, please leave us a review. It would mean the world to us and it also means that we can help more women like yourself become the healthiest, happiest and most powerful version of themselves. All right, let's get back into it. Yeah, and when it comes to compound exercises, it's going to be really important that we're not using the same weight every week for 3 years in a row. It's going to come to progressive overload. And progressive overload means that, for example, we're going to gradually increase the weight or the reps or the sets. So you're adding more load or volume to your exercises. That could be a few different things. Like sometimes it's going to be a pause or a slower tempo and that's still progressive overload. Sometimes it's going to be adding 2 kilos to the bar. Sometimes adding 4 kilos to the bar, 5 kilos, whatever you can do, or adding more reps. So sometimes I give the girls like a rep range. And for example, if you're doing 8 to 10 reps or 10 to 12 reps, the first 3 weeks of your program, you might be able to do 10 reps with that weight. Next week, you're doing 11, although 11 crashes my OCD. Like,
yeah, I don't like aiming for like 7 or 9 or 11.
Callan loves
yeah, and he, so does his coach. Like, she gives him the numbers, and I'm like,
give me 6
7?
Or 8. Like, anyway, like, that's like a progressive overload. So you're doing like 10 one week, and then you might be doing 12 the next week. And the same weight, and then you do 12 and that's quite comfortable, then you increase the weight, you go back to 10 reps and so on. So it's really important that when we're looking at programming and growing your glutes, that you challenge yourself. Mm-hmm. It's not like, cool, I can do 40 kilo and I'll do 40 kilo for the rest of my life. You gotta change the stimulus to your muscle and add weight or load or volume or whatever just to make it more efficient.
Yeah, you need to build muscle, you need to add more stimuli to that muscle for it to actually grow. Otherwise, there's no point in it getting any bigger, getting any stronger, laying down more muscle tissue. Because it's like, oh, well, I can do this amount of work with this amount of muscle. Why do I need more? You need to make it harder. So make sure you're pushing yourself and not getting that nice burn, that squeeze is good, but make sure you're not just chasing the burn. Make sure you're pushing for strength as well, getting stronger, seeing that improve over time, or like you just said, maybe more reps over time and then building up the weight. Super important to make sure you focus on that. And also it's great for your empowerment and strength and feeling great and all of the other stuff we love too, not just getting those great glutes. Now, it is also important to add some isolation exercises too, because the glutes are a group of three muscles actually. So it's not just one thing, like it's not just one glute. You have your glute max, which is the big round bit, the big booty. Then you got that little shelf at the top that everybody talks about. They want that booty shelf.
Rest your backpack.
Where you can rest your backpack. And that's actually made up of your glute medius and then your glute minimus underneath. So they are all part of the glute complex. There are also some smaller little ones underneath, like that rotate your hip and stuff. But we're mainly talking about those big meaty ones today. The other ones will get worked with these exercises too. So you need to make sure that they're all getting hit, because if you're just doing exercises that are up, down, front, back, you're just going to build one part of your glutes and there's so many fibers in there. So it is important to incorporate some isolation exercises too.
And the glute med is usually quite hard to get and target. So it's more like your 45-degree kickbacks and little things like that that will get that. And the glute med is one of my like secret little tools. Not secret, but powerful tools for everyone that has knee problems or hip problems as well. Because when you learn to engage, the glute med is kind of in charge to like for your knee tracking as well. So it can be really powerful for people that hate lunges when they learn to switch on their glute med in a lunge to stabilize the knee and work your glute and get that shape as well.
Yeah, it's a super important muscle. And it's kind of like where if you'd have a little hip
the
pocket.
Hole, yeah.
The cereal bowl, if you squeeze your butt, there's a little dip there. It's just above that. So that muscle there gets worked really well with, like you said, 45-degree kickbacks, clams, any rotations, pushing out, you know, band or cable exercises, little glute bridges where you push out, all those sort of exercises that are, you know, technically you see them a lot on Instagram and all that, but they're actually still very important. So it's good to have those exercises in your program down the list. So after you've done your big compound exercises, and they're going to help you grow your glutes with a more balanced approach. And like you said, changing the angle is really important. So can you find different fibers in the glute med? Can you have it a little bit more forward, a little bit more back at the 45 degrees? Can you rotate your hip in and out doing exercises? It really helps to make sure that you're getting lots of different fibers. And also you'll find sometimes you're weaker on one side than the other. So it's great for finding those little weaker spots and isolating them, building them up and getting you stronger. And that can help you in your big exercises too, so you have less imbalances and more awareness of those little parts that might be a little bit sleepy.
Yeah, the glute med and like the external rotation is also really powerful for deadlifts. If you feel your lower back in deadlifts, I feel like once you learn how to engage the glute and get the glute on before your back turns on when you're doing a deadlift, it can be really, really powerful. And then you're training all of it. Yeah.
Hugely. And again, like we said before, stops that knee caving in, which causes a lot of problems with knees, causes problems with hips, and also makes the movement less effective too. So it's going to be a little secret powerful tool as well as building that nice little shelf. Then it's important to train with a variety of rep ranges. So like we said before, you need to be focusing on rep ranges so that you can actually know when to move up for progressive overload. But it's also important to aim for different like rep ranges. So say if you're aiming for 8 to 12, that's usually good for muscle growth and development. Like you said before, V, you were saying between 8 to 12. So that's good just for basic growth of the muscle. But some sets that are a bit higher, like 12 to 20, are really good for muscular endurance. So for making that muscle be able to work for longer. And that's really good for those isolated exercises, the smaller muscle groups of the glute med, like any kickbacks or glute bridge abductions. So then you're getting a little bit more endurance in the muscle and you're changing it in a different way. And it can also be effective if you're a little bit more advanced with your training, going for lower rep ranges with more sets as well, because you're adding way more load through the muscle, which again gives it that stimulus.
And so when you're chasing that empowerment and you want to just get your 1RM up and you want to train to 1 to 5 reps, then that's a fun training part of your training, but it's not necessarily the one that's going to build your glutes, but it's going to build your, like, your strength, your foundation, your empowerment in a gym, and you feeling strong as well.
Definitely. So if you're a relative beginner, probably stick with the 8 to 12 for your bigger exercises, and then adding, you know, 12 to 20. I probably wouldn't go more than 20 for your bigger smaller exercises. Yeah, then it becomes cardio. And that will just help you give yourself a little bit more rep range to work with and help you explore different muscle fibers. But that will give you lots of different ways to challenge your muscles and help lead to maximal muscle growth in your glutes. It also give you that little bit more awareness of where it is working as well.
And now that you know what to train and how to design your training, well, you got to eat.
You have got to eat to build glutes.
It's so important. And that's probably why my journey has taken 5 years. If I had learned that I need to eat more 2 years into my journey and listen to my coaches and actually eat the calories they were giving me, I probably would have seen a lot more growth a lot earlier. But the first 2 years, I reckon I was too scared of gaining weight. And that's why I would stick in my little comfort zone and just eat when I felt like eating and eat my salads and not really eat carbs and protein as much as I should have prioritized. But I think we bang on about this all the time. Like, eating your protein, like eating your food is so important. No one's going to build glutes from like 2 salads a day and a protein shake. You just got to eat, and you got to be getting uncomfortable if you want to grow. Like, your glutes can't grow in a deficit. You can shape your body a little bit. If you're a newbie, you get newbie gains as well. That's an option. But if you are a bit more advanced, you've got to go into more of a growth phase, or like improvement phase, or whatever you want to call it, where you're going to eat at least at maintenance, if not in a slight surplus. And then when it comes to like a surplus, we don't want to just go, woo, now I can eat everything and then I'm going to do 10 kilo when I could have gain more lean muscle mass eating in a slight surplus. So nutrition is super, super important when it comes to changing the way you look and growing your glutes.
Yeah, we need to make sure you're prioritizing that protein to help lay down that muscle tissue that you're building in the gym. Make sure you're supporting it, because if you are just exercising and exercising and exercising and eating a little amounts, you're not going to lay down any tissue. You're just going to burn away the muscle that you've been working and growing. It's the complete opposite of what you want. So it's super important to make sure you're eating enough and supporting your body, plus the carbohydrates. You need to eat those carbs to grow. You need to eat those carbs to give you energy and make sure that you're actually going to get the most out of your gym workouts. Plus, it's going to give you the shape that you want. You need to make sure that you're eating.
Number one tip here is make sure that you always get whatever you're eating, make sure it has a protein choice as well. So it's super, super important as a refresher. Protein sources can be chicken, fish, tofu, other meats, plant-based stuff would be plant-based protein powder, or legumes. Did I say that right? And like beans and stuff as well. That's a good source of carbs as well.
Yeah, it's really important to make sure you've got protein going in, carbs going in, and then, like you said, don't go off the other end and just eat whatever you want, because it's just going to kind of add too much fat without muscle and you won't feel as good in your skin. So it's important to be eating enough, but make sure you're also working on your nutrition to get good quality food in the door, and make sure you're actually going to fuel yourself properly. It's a very, very important topic. So if you're thinking you can grow your glutes just with exercise, you're not. Well, you will, but like, you need to make sure your nutrition is there to support you.
Yeah,
and got to be consistent. All right, last big the last big topic. Yes, you got to be consistent. You can't just do like a 6-week program and think that you're going to get the most amazing glutes on the planet and that you can just stop there and leave it forever. You need to be working on your glutes at least twice a week, being consistent with your training program, and take time. Like Bea said, it's taken her 5 years. Like, I actually don't know how long it's taken me, because I've been training for 11 years now. Yeah, quite a while. But like I was just slowly building my glutes over that time as I was learning a lot at the start. But it's taken me ages to get my glutes to where they are now, and they stay quite consistent. But I don't think anyone ever complimented me about my glutes when I was younger, so I've definitely grown them. I need to go start digging and see if I can find some photos from way back when.
When we publish this episode, by the time we should have our photos.
Yes, I'll go find some photos. Yeah. I'll go find some because I'm 100% sure there's a massive difference in my glutes. But it's taken lots of time, lots of reps, lots of eating, lots of working out. It just takes time. Be consistent and make sure you keep your training program going, because if you just stop for 6 months, a lot of your progress will come down. So we need to make sure you're staying nice and consistent.
It's probably one of my biggest pet peeves on social media is those people like, buy my 6 week booty growth program.
Oh yeah, you'll have the biggest booty in the world in 6 weeks. Like, that's probably when you like only start laying down a little bit of muscle tissue, like a little bit.
You maybe like built your habits to actually get to the gym. Like 6 weeks is not enough time. You won't see a whole lot of a difference. 3 months, 3 months you can probably see a little bit of a difference, but building muscle takes time and it's a long journey.
Yeah.
Like, losing fat, I feel like you can see the
difference a little bit faster,
whereas growing muscles is slow and painful. You're going to do a lot of work.
Going to get a lot of DOMS, which is the muscle soreness.
We're not selling it to you here, but we are going to be really honest. It's hard work. You've got to do the work.
Got to do the work. Consistency is where you'll get to the glutes of your dreams. So make sure you're putting in all that work. And I think that's also why we admire glutes these days, because you can't, well, I guess you could buy them, but it's very obvious when someone has like gotten a Brazilian butt lift or whatever. It's like when you've built glutes, they have shape, they have definition, they are built by you. You're proud of them. It's a big, big difference.
Side tangent here as well. Like, one of my friends was like asking me what I look for in like a guy. And I'm like, if the guy doesn't train legs, it shows a sign of that he's undedicated and he actually doesn't really value his body as much, because training legs is so much harder than training upper
body. It's so hard.
You cannot, like, it is so much harder. And if you're a bit lazy and you skip leg day all the time, it just shows you that you're not dedicated enough. So if you've got good legs, it means that you're a hard worker. I reckon.
And good glutes. Good glutes. So no, guys, just like, on point. Again, guys, you can grow glutes too. I know so many guys that are like, oh no, my glutes don't grow that much. But then like, you can't even do a glute bridge. Like, no wonder.
You stand in a squat rack doing bicep curls.
Like, get those glutes on point. They could be like hard as anything and like strong. And then you're going to be amazing. The girl's going to love you.
Grow some butts.
Grow some butts. So it's very important to make sure you're being consistent. So what is our little summary of today's episode, other than 8 side tangents or however many side tangents we went on?
So summary is, you can halt your backpack on your glutes.
Yes.
When you grow them,
it will be hard to find pants, but we will do it. But we can do this.
Gonna live in leggings these days anyway. No, but all jokes aside, it is going to be a lot of combination of exercises. You've got to change your rep ranges. You've got to progressive overload. Isolation exercises plus compound exercises will get you there, not either or, a combination of both. Super, super important. Proper nutrition, super, super important. And consistency, consistency, consistency. Mm-hmm. We will do it again and say
play the long game and you will see the rewards. You can't just expect it to happen in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. And don't believe anyone saying this is the one ultra exercise that is going to grow your glutes. Mm-mm. It's not. It's a combination of a few things. It's about you getting the work done, going into the gym 2 to 3 times a week, focusing on leg exercises and glute exercises. And get confident and feel strong in your own skin and feel good and shake your booty and grow your booty. And that's the best part of it.
The best part of working on your glutes is when you walk past a shop window and when you used to judge your body, now just like, damn, look at that ass. I know everyone does it now because I see them doing it in the
reflection. Does my ass look good? Can you see my booty popping?
Like, get my angle good. Because you actually can now. It's good to be proud of your body because you've built that. You've earned it. Why the hell not? Enjoy it.
Exactly. You deserve it. Get it done.
So hopefully following these tips, you can achieve your glute growth and feel confident and strong in yourself. Thanks so much for listening. Subscribe to hear more if you want to hear more of our rants and our side tangents. I'm joking. Generally, we give you lots of information. We're just on a vibe today. And when we release a new episode, you can be first to see and hear it. But we'd also love it if you wrote a review. So please, 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 if you're vibing, please go down there, give us a review, and it'll be amazing. It'll help us, like, help other people. And until next time, keep showing up for yourself, take action for your health, and remember that you are powerful.